The Philadelphia Orchestra is going deeper into China than ever before, into the Hunan province where modern art centers have only existed for a few years, and out of Macau's air-conditioned casinos for outdoor performing amid the ruins of a cathedral. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns will be there every step of the way.
7 official concerts in 5 Chinese cities tell only a fraction of the story of the orchestra's tour. More than in past visits, the orchestra plays in schools, pop-up performances at God only knows where, and most of all, extra concerts side by side with local ensembles. The idea is that music communicates most effectively not by explanation, not with symbolic gestures of friendship, but through osmosis.
If we had more time, we could have made more money by going to the Singapores and the Seouls. It's very important that China remain a focus. We made a very conscious decision based on the feedback from our partners. The best experiences are those in which they work together.
That's Craig Hamilton, who has been to China so many times on Philadelphia Orchestra business that he's taken on a Chinese name. And rather than just exporting Western music to China, the orchestra will now import new Chinese music, namely Tan Dun's new shu, The Secret Songs of Women, that incorporates field videos of Chinese women speaking their own secret language. Luckily, its complicated performing apparatus will be supervised by a native Chinese, the composer, in Beijing as well as in his hometown of Changsha.
I feel very safe that we know the roadmap so well, and we really did spend a good rehearsal time on this. So I can't imagine how it will be to have him there in his Hunan province and invite some of the ladies who are still alive.
Elsewhere, music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin will be conducting not the Bruckner Symphony that he suggested, but the Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6, requested by presenters, though that's what he conducted last time he was in China.
Programming a tour is a funny dance. You have to start with a great idea and know that it will change anyway.
The question is, will he participate in pop-up concerts?
I mean, I don't have an instrument, right? So it's difficult for me to pop up on the street and start something. But who knows? I'm relying on a certain spontaneous factor there.
After China, the tour goes to Tokyo's glamorous, acoustically sublime Suntory Hall, and then Taiwan. Though the Philadelphia Orchestra and Company are on a mission, they aren't just missionaries.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.